initiating sequence. Tighten your belts and keep your radio locked. Roots NYC Live starts now.
Friday, family. You know what it is. Your number one house mix show in the entire world. Roots NYC Live. Tonight, we have a special show. It's all about why am I a house head. So stay locked. I got some friends in the studio with me, and we're going to have that conversation. Let's go.
Bye. I want to welcome you aboard Deep House Flight 212, service from New York City to the world. New York City to the world. New York City to the world.
It's the Main Man, DJ Kevin Hedge.
Just take me back. I'm just glad you.
107.5 WBLS. It's your boy Kevin Hedge inside the mix. Roots NYC Live. Right up front, I hit you with my new secret weapon. You know the song, but you don't know the artist or the producer or when it's coming out. It's an exclusive here to Roots NYC Live. And this show is going to be special. I have some friends in the building with me tonight, and we're going to discuss why are you a house head. This is a three-part series. Tonight, we're going to be doing DJs. Next week, we're going to be doing the dancers. And the following week, we're going to be taking phone calls from you, expressing to us, why are you a househead? So stay locked. Coming up next, DJs talking about why are we househeads. It's 107.5 WBLS Roots NYC Live.
Roots NYC Live.
Music, it heals. It brings people together of all creeds, races, languages, and color. It makes you forget the differences that goes on in the world today. It brings you together with others to share the same love of this music as one. House music is the genre of music on this planet that is non-violent, non-political. Bottom line, it's the music of the future, of the future, of the future, of the future, of the future.
It's New York's coolest DJ, Kevin Hedge.
In the beginning, there was Jack, and Jack had a groove. And from this groove came the grooves of all grooves. And while one day viciously throwing down on his box, Jack boldly declared, let there be house. And house music was born. Comes our house and our house music. And you see, no one man owns house, because house music is a universal language spoken, understood by all. You see, house is a feeling that no one can understand really unless you're deep into the vibe of house. House is an uncontrollable desire to jack your body. And as I told you before, this is our house and our house music.
Coming together in the spirit of house. Feel it, children. House music can make you do things. Lifts you up and takes you higher. When you feel it, you will understand. It's all right. Feel it, children. Stand on up. Throw your hands up in the air. Set your body free. Let the music take you higher. When you feel it, you will understand. The house music is freedom. Freedom to feel love, to make love, to share love. Children, come together in the spirit of house.
The world's coolest party on the radio. Roots NYC Live. With the world's flyest DJ, Kevin Hedge. Kevin Hedge, do your thing, baby.
Love will make it right tonight, love will make it right. When I look at you, your eyes make me weak. I can kiss you from your head to your feet. Now you are mine for the entire night. Let love be in control.
For years, and it's still here, through thick and thin. It's in your soul, it's in your body. Come on. It grooves you, it moves you, takes you to a place where you want to be, you want to feel yourself. Makes you bob your head, makes you get in the mood. It's alright if you don't feel it, but I do.
The world's coolest party on the radio. Roots NYC Live. With the world's flyest DJ, Kevin Hedge.
The Lord says, where two or more gathered in his name, he is amongst them. Matthew 18:20. Househeads, can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Get up.
Yeah, 107.5 WBLS Roots NYC Live. It's your boy Kevin Hedge inside the mix. And in the studio with me this evening, I have some esteemed guests. Some of them I'm embarrassed to be around because they have history far beyond my experience here on the radio. And another gentleman who has history that is from the beginning of house music. So tonight we're going to be talking about this subject. Why am I a househead? Now, in New York, you weren't always a househead. You were a clubhead before you were a househead. Back in the late 80s, or even the early 80s, late 70s, you were called clubheads. And then the house music word broke out, and then we all became house heads. So to my right here is Mr. DJ Wayne Williams, the founder of the Chosen Few House Music Picnic, which is the biggest gathering of soulful house music heads in the entire universe. How you doing, Brother Wayne?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, man, I am honored for you to be here. Next to him, we have a New York icon. She is the DJ of the Liquid Sound Lounge on WBAI. Jeannie Hopper is a good friend, and of course, I'm embarrassed because she's a pro. How you doing, sweetie?
Excellent. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Hey, you know, it's my pleasure. Jeannie, you've done a lot for our community. Held us down when we didn't have another way. So you've been there. And then, last but not least, Brother Barry, DJ Barry B, in the house from Soulful Saturdays, Rutgers Radio, on the microphone doing his thing. I discovered his show just riding in my car, and I'm just amazed. And you know, he's been doing it for 20 years. Brother Barry B, what's good, man?
What's going on? Blessings. It's a pleasure to be here, man.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure to have you and Jeannie, both of you guys, 20 years
right?
in the business.
Yeah,
both of you guys.
Four 20. Decades collectively.
And for the heads.
First time we're meeting. I mean, I've always wanted to.
You and Jeannie? Oh,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, tried to
amazing.
Network before, you know, the hurricane.
So, between us all, it's probably over 100 years of house music experience in this building. I mean, Wayne will make up 50 of them.
Okay.
I just right. messed with my brother
good
Wayne.
Stuff.
You all are no way. So
that's R. Kelly. Put the record on. That's R. Kelly.
That's
Wayne Williams. Put the record on.
That's DJ Wayne Williams. Keep spinning those records. All right, so let's get right into it. The subject is, and anybody jump in when you want to, why am I a househead? Why, as a DJ, why did you get into house music? Let's start with you, Jeannie.
For me, it was just especially dancing and roller skating. And it started with funk and soul in the 70s and just logically rolled into kind of becoming a club head, as you said. And then just following house. And it was more than just the music. What really captures me is the community, the passion, and the love that so many people around me have for it. And my extended family, it's become here in New York and beyond.
Where are you originally from?
From Milwaukee.
Milwaukee,
actually.
So yeah. Midwest.
Great place on a great lake.
To New York.
Next to my Chicago Bucks. Neighbor. Hello.
Hey.
So that's a great lead-in. Brother Wayne, now, you're the hometown for what they call house music. How did you become a househead?
Well, I'm in my teen years was the 70s. Mm-hmm. And so disco was what I grew up with. Mm-hmm. And it was really big. And I remember the first club I went to, which I was, you know, very young. I was 15. And those were the days when you could do things like that. And I never will forget. It amazed me hearing the DJ, you know, keep the music going without it stopping. And I thought, wow, that it was something about the DJ doing that just, you know, gave me goosebumps on my arms. And I knew right then and there that's what I want to play, and that's what that, you know, I want to find those records and play that music for my crowd, which at the time was on the south side of Chicago.
That's what's up. DJ Barry B.
Yes,
been in the game 20 years now. You know, what's really amazing is, man, you were telling me stories of how you used to actually carry your equipment to the radio station to do the show.
Still to this very day.
How did you get into this music, man?
Well, it's a group effort, number one. You know, first and foremost, it's never been about me, the individual, but about the music. I mean, music is a very powerful tool. As artists, as DJs, people need to respect that. I tell artists that and DJs that all the time, because we control a lot of people. We control their emotions. We can have them tearing up your place while we're playing music, or we can have them over in the corner making up. One way or the other.
That's right.
Music is a powerful thing, and people need to respect that. And that's what I really preach. But I got into it basically. It was a love that was just, it's a feeling. As we say, house is a feeling. That's just exactly what it was.
I want y'all to stay locked. We're going to come back with our esteemed guest right after the break. It's Roots NYC Live on your number one source for R&B and house. 107.5 WBLS.
Programming in sync. Part two, loading up Louis Vega. Roots NYC Live on 107.5 WBLS.
Hey!
listening to Roots NYC Live on 107.5 WBLS.
Thank you.
to Roots NYC Live on 107.5 WBLS.
Yeah, it's 107.5 WBLS, and we are back with the esteemed panelists. It's Roots NYC Live, and tonight we're discussing why am I a househead? How can we make this thing a little bit more popular in mainstream?
Absolutely. Well, the way I see it, a lot of these artists, a case in point, just an example, artists such as Kenny Bobby. You listen to his work, you listen to his vocals. Incredible. Stuff like this should be heard mainstream.
Mainstream.
Without a doubt. It just blows me away that there's only one adult urban radio station here in the media capital of the world. Yeah. And that's in itself is a start on you know, hey, we got to start somewhere.
Right.
You know, and college radio makes a difference for me.
Now, Jeannie, in particular for you, what I love about what you do on your show is you're not just deep soulful, but you play a lot of things on your show, which is amazing. In fact, the first part of your show is dedicated to anything that you may not have ever heard before, an artist. But how do you feel like the EDM thing is affecting our music? You know, EDM is blowing up all over the world, and our music is actually the roots of EDM. How do you feel about the EDM thing?
Well, I always felt like there was a commercial side of house,
right,
regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Even, and there were a lot of great commercial mix shows across the country that definitely decreased through the late 90s and the early 2000s. But I think EDM is actually, and a lot of people may... Because this question has been flying around so much.
Well, I'm asking it. And I know you're the right person.
I think it's helping.
I think so,
all
too.
Kinds of music.
I think so, too.
Anything that reaches in a greater mass, which is what radio does, you have the joy and the gift to be able to reach a mass amount of people in one shot.
Yes.
And so being able to do that, we're lucky because we're playing the soulful side, and it's a rarity to even hear that in New York, even mentioning hearing dance music on the radio here in New York. And it's you know, you can call it what you want, but there's always, again, been that separation of, oh, the commercial side of this genre and then the underground side. But I think it helps because it enters, for new kids, a whole new culture that they're amped for. They want it. They want to go dancing. And then that's at the root of it, is loving music and going dancing.
Well, that's what I was
saying. And then they go and they explore after that.
Exactly.
Like, we used to go to, I remember when I first got to the city, I didn't know where to go. I went to a commercial club, which was Limelight.
Right.
You know, or even Palladium back then was considered commercial.
Right.
But then that was the step off point. To learn about the other underground parties going on. Even Sound Factory really was underground. It was
Sound Factory
technically
was underground club.
Kind of a cabaret club, half legal, half illegal.
So you know, that brings us back. A lot of the things that in the underground clubs, like the Paradise Garage and Zanzibar of those days, and there were many, many others, a lot of times DJs like Frankie Crocker and program directors would go to the clubs, and then they would program music from the clubs. Brother Wayne Williams, in Chicago, was that kind of summarily what was going on, that the programmers from the stations went to the clubs and programmed house music on the radio?
No, not at all. It came from the DJs, and the early radio stations in Chicago, we had Disco DAI, which played a lot of the commercial, more... European disco, you know, Studio 54 disco, and then you had WBMX, which played more of the urban disco, and WXFM in Chicago, that was with Herb Kent, and he played more of the club disco, disco, and then later on, the punk out, he had something called the punk out hour, because... Mm-hmm. At our parties, we used to play like the B-52s, Planet Claire, Mesopotamia, Rock Lobster, and songs like that. So we would include that in our house set. And so I think that, no, it strictly came from the DJs that they got the music from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Herb Kent was probably the only radio broadcaster who actually collected, because at that time... he was so big. You know, he played just like Frankie Crocker did, you know, the regular music of the day. But he also collected the disco and the punk out music. And that's why he had that little, it was a Saturday evening 2-hour show. And that he had specifically for that music.
I want you to stay locked. We're coming back with even more from the Palace. It's Roots NYC Live on your number one source for R&B and house, 107.5 WBLS.
Programming in sync, part 2, loading up, Louis Vega. Roots NYC Live on 107.5 WBLS. We'll be right back.
It's Roots NYC Live.
Or 107.5 WBLS.
Back, 107.5 WBLS. Getting down to the end of the show, we're going to wrap it up with my panel. So a few more questions. What was your favorite time in house music?
I never forget this party that we had at this place called The Loft in Chicago. And it was so packed. And there was a fire house across the street from it.
Mm-hmm.
And the loft, you would enter on the you would enter downstairs off the street, but you would go up some stairs to the second floor, and that's where the loft was. And it was so packed we stopped letting people in, and some of the kids went across the street, stole a fire ladder, and actually climbed in the second floor window.
That's love. That's love.
Exactly. I was like, wow, now this is a party. You know?
Jeannie, what's your favorite moment, sweetheart?
I have to kind of take it personal.
Okay.
Because when I had a moment where I was invited by a very big DJ, Danny Tenaglia,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't fit in on a commercial side of EDM, but ushered the way to EDM, you
right.
could say.
Right, exactly.
And invited me to play when Space first opened in Miami.
Miami.
So I had the Terrace outside, and I really thought the way that, except for when he does, you know, he rolls into classics, which mm-hmm. he always did at Underground Network, even in right. the basement. I thought, I'm just going to be wallpaper out here with my nice, smooth, cool, soulful, you know, dance tunes and stuff. And what I learned is through the 7,000 plus people that came through that night, they were music lovers from all over the world, from every aspect in the industry, from being a club owner to a promoter to a DJ to a label owner to just a lover of dance music.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved it all. They embraced me and every song I played just as passionately as what we would have deemed at that time the more harder driving house that Danny was playing inside. And it was a very powerful moment for me because I just took it kind of as, I'll hang with you, Danny, yeah. And the next thing I knew, I didn't even have business cards on me. I was just like, yeah, I'll do that. And there was, I mean, it was crazy.
Brother Barry B, what's your favorite moment in house music?
Well, I can say mine is personal also, too, and it's something I just realized. I believe I text you this particular story. One of my co-hosts, as of recent, for roughly 2 to 3 years, his name is DJ Law, Lyle Anthony Walcott. That's where the name DJ Law came from. He, good friend of mine's, and he is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Mm. He's just recently put into a nursing home, so to speak, and he's also now just been recently diagnosed with throat cancer. And all this was explained to me because being in a situation like that, your spirits are just down in the doldrums. And every visit that I make there, there's one thing the nurses told me and one thing that the doctors told me was that they called me Mr. Music when I walk in the door because I bring my phone with music,
mm-hmm.
house music, because he was a garage head. He still is to this very day. And we sit and we listen to house music every single visit.
Wow.
Sunday, when I went in there, he didn't want to eat. They said when I walked in the door, he lit up. He ate everything on his plate because we sat there listening on my iPhone to house music. And I told you the three top songs that he's crazy about. Donnie Cloud 9, Kamara Lovelace, When Can Our Love Begin, and Blaze, Breathe.
Oh, wow. That's very flattering, man.
And it took a personal moment to see how powerful this music was to this individual, because every time I put it on, I feel like he's going to get out of that bed and actually walk when I know he can't. But that's my personal moment. It just took me that particular moment right there to realize, hey, this is some incredible stuff. I knew it all along, right. But sometimes it just takes something to slap you and wake you up.
I think that's my favorite thing about this music is the way it brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this music, I used to have a very close friend. I called him Uncle Mel Sharon, mm-hmm. which we all know. And he used to say, have a quote, if we could all dance together, we could definitely all live together. And I think that this music exemplifies that idea. So in closing, I just want to let everybody know, how can they reach my esteemed panel? Jeannie, how can people reach you?
The best way is to go to my website, which is Liquid Sound Lounge. Three words, liquidsoundlounge.com. And the information on our 20th anniversary celebration of the radio show Saturday nights. Come on Friday, August 23rd, a late nighter. 11:45 p.m. till 3:30 in the morning. So,
well, you know I got to be on that. So that's
coming
August
Friday.
23rd.
Yeah, Soulful DJ, House all night long.
DJ Jeannie Hopper on the Soulful House boat crew aboard the Cabana. So this is a real
Cabana
fly.
Yacht.
Yeah, it's a yacht. It's a real fly boat right here. And you got my man DJ Carlton Roseburg on the party. And you've been doing this 20 years, so this is your 20th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Jeannie, we salute you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
DJ Barry B, how can people get in touch with you?
I should say the easiest way, WRSU.org or Barry B Bird, BYRD, on Facebook, You can catch us at an event near you. Myself and my partner here, DJ Quest.
Say, what's up, Quest?
We're doing a yacht party. We kind of changing it up. You know, this normally the boat.
So everybody's on the yacht.
We're doing it on a house yacht.
It's just, you know what that means, literally, by the way. Yeah. It's just more expensive.
It's a voyage.
And also, I'll be tagging along with DJ Kevin Hedge. You know,
well, you know, I was
going
to get to
Wednesday.
That a little bit later now.
Every other Wednesday. But Facebook is the easiest way, first and foremost.
That's, and it's Soulful Saturday, and that's on
Saturdays. That's
Rutgers
right.
Radio.
That's on Rutgers Radio on Saturday nights.
That's what's up. DJ Wayne Williams.
DJ Wayne Williams at Twitter, Facebook, DJ Wayne Williams, or thechosenfewdjs.com. You can reach me there. Also, we'll be DJing tomorrow night in New Jersey at Cherry's.
Where in New Jersey? New Jersey is a state, not a city.
Yeah, no.
Like, Africa is not a it's a continent, not a country.
Then you've been blowing me up all this show, Kevin Hedge. yeah, I know it's in Jersey.
All right. Okay? At Cherry's.
At Cherry's.
Somewhere in Cherry's.
Yeah. I want to say Jersey City, but I'm not sure.
Okay, well, let's say Jersey City.
I just want to quickly send love to my co-host, Steve Marshall,
Steve!
And Reggie Johnson.
And Reggie Johnson.
My co-host.
No, I like when you say the co-ho.
My co-host.
I listen to the show.
Ho.
What's happening, Steve and Reggie?
And then also August 30th at the Blackout Party at Santos, at Club Santos.
So he's going in.
Yeah, I hope you and Katarina join me, Kevin.
Oh, you know, I'm always around.
All right.
I'm always
Let's
around.
Go, New York
so
City.
So, fam, that's going to do it for us this evening. Let's give everybody a round of applause.
And thanks to you and Louie, well, for having us up here on WBLS.
Hey, well, you know, if it wasn't for some of what you guys do, Louie and I wouldn't even have this opportunity. So we salute you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. Family, I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. This is the first in a series. Next week, we'll have a bunch of dancers up here, and they're going to tell why they're in house music from a dancer's perspective. So I want you to tune in next week, too. That's going to do it for us this evening. You know we love you. May each of you live as long as you want and never want as long as you live. May each of you live to be 100, but me 100, but minus a day. So I'll never know that all you wonderful souls have passed away. And never forget, when WBLS is not on your radio just isn't really on. Katarina, what do we have going on in the club this week?
Well, Kevin, I'm glad you asked. This week, not only do we have you joining us, but of course, we have Mr. Barry B right here from Jersey.
Yeah!
That's right. Woo! That's Barry right. B. And let's not forget, Patrick Wilson coming all the way from California. We're bringing the West Coast home. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Okay, fam, that's going to do it for us this evening. I want to thank my guests once again. Have a fantastic weekend. Peace.
There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my control. Such a funny thing.